In November, North Adams, Massachusetts City Councilor Paul Hopkins was elected to a second two-year term. This week, as the city of almost 13,000 swore in its elected officials for the new term, Hopkins was also voted in as president of the nine-member council. Hopkins spoke with WAMC about his relationship with Mayor Tom Bernard and why he thinks the city should re-examine how it manages its solid waste, as well as what he sees as the largest challenges North Adams faces.
When I look at the city council that was sworn in on Wednesday, I'm really encouraged. We have varied expertise in their individual backgrounds, from finance to community and economic development. We have local business owners, human services, and I'm very confident that as we do our work, both as a full council and as the various subcommittees, that we're going to be able to do it professionally and, I hope, efficiently. Obviously, any government, you can run into delays, but I'd like to see us get the business done and done well. As I said to them on Wednesday, I hope that we can look back on this coming year and say that we did the city's business and we did it well and that people are happy with us.
What are the biggest challenges that you see North Adams facing in 2020?
North Adams, like many, many small towns in New England, struggles with budgets. We need to make sure that we spend our money as wisely as we can. We obviously have some significant projects that we have to look at. At some point in the not-too-distant future, we have to think about public safety facilities. Economic development will always be an issue because you really can't exceed your expectations with that. I think we're doing great. If you look at the numbers for North Adams, the numbers of actual businesses are up. Unemployment is down in the city. More people are working. We have anecdotal evidence that people are moving to North Adams, and in many cases, these are people of the younger generation who are coming here, choosing to live in North Adams, and that's very encouraging. I've lived in North Adams since 1982, and we saw a few dark years back then, but we had some very skilled management in the city administration, and we worked our way out of that, and I think we are now moving in the right direction, and I see that continuing for some years.
During the last term, I know that there was some friction between the city council and Mayor Tom Bernard. What kind of relationship do you have with the mayor, and how do you want business to be conducted between the two offices in this new term?
I think there's a high degree of trust between Mayor Bernard and me. We've only known each other for a few years, but we've always gotten along. I think we're going to do a good job at communicating with each other. And as I said, even the first time I ran for city council, there is no such thing as too much communication. I believe that everybody on the city council and everybody in city administration is essentially working in the same direction. We all want North Adams to succeed. Of course, we're individuals, so we have different ideas about how that happens and how we make it happen. But as long as we are talking to each other and understanding each other's needs and priorities, I think we're going to do just fine.
What are the highest things in your list of priorities coming into this new term? What do you want to address now that the new session is underway?
Well, I have some unsexy things. Frankly, I think we need to look carefully at how we manage our solid waste. There's a proposal to join the Northern Berkshire Solid Waste Management District. I'm seeing some good arguments in favor of that. We'll see what happens. That's going to be a decision that we make sometime, I would guess, early in the year. I would love to see more development of the downtown Main Street shopping district, which is also high on the list for Mayor Bernard. I think we're seeing a lot of economic development, and we want to make sure that that happens as easily as possible. I always like to say that we should make North Adams the easiest place to open a business. We can always do better, even though I think we do a good job at that. One of my personal priorities is to see progress on what everyone commonly calls the bike path, but we'll call a recreation path. There are some obstacles, but I think we're figuring out ways to get around those, literally and figuratively. And I think we're going to make some good progress this year.
I know from last year the question of the Mohawk Theater persists in city government. Where do you see that project going?
That's going to be something that the community has to think about as a whole. I don't know anybody who has the answer to that yet. I think if somebody did have the answer, it would have made itself known by now. I can envision all manner of ideas for that building. It's a magnificent space. It would need a guarantee of some financial support, obviously. And depending on what it is, you need to make sure that the community uses it as envisioned.